Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Otera style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Hello, Angela.
Hi, honey.
It feels like we're talking again for the first time. Because it feels like we haven't talked in a long time.
For the first time in forever.
This is the first time that I've noticed.
I'm returning to this show. I was going to keep singing while you talked. So
okay, go ahead.
Like this. No, now you've killed my groove.
I'm sorry, but you've thrown off the Emperor's groove.
Sorry.
Okay, so I just noticed that when we talk to each other on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a little different. Do we normally talk? We don't normally talk.
No, usually I'm yelling at you.
Yes. No, usually I'm talking and you're rolling your eyes.
Yeah. And ignoring you.
Wondering when I'm going to stop.
Yeah. That's how.
You know what I wonder? I'm curious now. If you took every episode, I would love to see the percentage of how much I talk versus you.
Well, I'm smarter. And I know more about the business.
You know what? This is Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela
Villa. Yeah, but it's Mama's Biz, not Eddie's
Angela's
biz.
Little Biz.
It's Mama's Biz with Eddie and Angela Villa just because I felt bad for you.
I'm feeling makeup time after this. It's coming up. No. After this episode. Some makeup snuggling, if you will. This is a PG show.
It's a PG show.
All right. So welcome to the show, everybody. We hope you guys miss us. And
I hope you've
still
missed
listen.
Us.
We hope you guys still listen.
Yes.
We hope you guys still care.
We do. We do. We didn't mean to disappear.
No.
I just found that I needed a break. I needed to really fall back in love with my podcast again. And I needed to have that break, that time to miss it. And also to really think about what I wanted the message to be and where I really wanted to take the podcast and not just fluff. So,
you know, when we first started, we had no real direction. We were just like, let's just tell stories.
But now we have people who really grow from our podcast and they rely on it and they use it as training. And so I don't want it to be just fluff, but I want there to be a clear message of what Mama's Little Biz is.
What is the clear message that Mama's Little Biz is?
Why do you have to ask me that?
I set you up. You.
You have to prep me for that question.
Okay. So to be continued on what the Mama's Little Biz podcast is, the message. What is the message?
The message.
Okay. So to be continued on that conversation,
yes,
but
yes.
For now, we've got something really fun
we wanted to come in today with the clear, just prep for what's to come in the world of, doTERRA. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And then we're going to come back to doing these on a regular basis and we'll get into the good stuff. But I think it's important tonight with convention, on the eve of convention, mm-hmm. to really help you all understand and prep for the complete and total overwhelm that is post-convention.
Can we talk about first, okay, so you've got some great tips, right? We've got some great things, some great insight that we're going to share with you guys. And you've got it all in your mind. I know you've got things that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's first, you know, because these are our friends. These are people we love.
They're people.
And they're our peeps. Yeah. And we care. So I think it's important that we start off by saying a little warning.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if people don't take these suggestions and notes seriously? You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen? We've gone, this is our, what, sixth convention?
Sixth convention.
Yeah. And so I've learned a few things.
Yeah.
Because my goal is to get into convention and get a specific thing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to talk about that
too. You know that now.
Yeah, I know that now.
That's something learned. And we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah, exactly. And so what we want to do is help those of you who are in your first, maybe second or even third convention.
And sixth.
You know, some things that'll help. So, but first, What if they don't take any of your notes? What if they don't take any of your tips? They don't. They just go, Eddie, I like you, and Angela, I like you too, but I'm just going to go do my thing.
Okay. What's going to happen is you or your people are going to go into complete and total overwhelm. Analysis paralysis. You're going to have this extremely high and then extremely high or extreme high.
Yeah.
And then you're going to crash and you're going to burn and you're going to wonder what the heck happened. I'm supposed to come off of convention and blaze a trail. I'm here to tell you that is not the norm.
Yeah. I remember
last year
driving home from convention, just feeling like I needed a week long break after our week long break.
Yep.
And we had just spent a week away from our kids. So the last thing we were able to do was, not be with our kids.
Right. Jump into, taking everything I learned and implementing it right away.
Yeah. Good point. Okay. So that's the big warning right there. So stick around, write all these things down, take them to heart. And more importantly, we have a website, a Facebook page. In fact, a Facebook page is a community. It's called Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela Villa. If you're not already a follower there, go and become a follower and then give us.
Not a follower. It's a participant.
A participant, follower.
Family.
Okay. Community. Like the page.
Stop saying follower.
Join the page. Excuse me. I apologize. I'm just using random words. I'm not paying attention.
Right.
So join the page, become part of the community, and give us some feedback on this episode.
Yeah.
We're going to post this episode up on that page. So comment with your questions and things like that in the comments section. Let us kind of hear what's going on in your mind. It's been a while since we've been new to this game. So it's like, kind of want to remember what it was like and kind of stay connected to that. And so use that Facebook page. Also, I don't know if anybody here knows or not, but we broadcast our show on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love it if you would go on there and give us a 5-star rating and just say, you guys are awesome, and give us a little note. I'm just telling you right now.
You guys are awesome. We have missed you.
Yeah, something like that.
And you deserve to be number one on iTunes.
Yes.
Oh, I love my fans.
All right. So there you go. That plug. And guys,
don't
we've
be
got
selfish.
So many, we've got so many great
don't
things coming up.
Don't keep it to yourself. Sure.
We promise. We promise we will live up to those 5-star rating.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead. Talk about this whole thing. What are some things people need to keep in mind as we are now only days away from convention?
Yeah. So convention officially starts on Thursday. So gala happens on Wednesday and it's super exciting and 8,000 of your closest people all dressed up in fancy. But on Thursday morning, people are lined up and ready to get into those doors, knock everybody down and be completely rude and swear at each other. It's a totally different culture of people.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to be talking about how to get a seat?
I should prep you for that.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. Because it's not going to be in the energy solution. So nobody has to worry about that whole thing.
Well, you know, I just want to put this out there. Don't go into convention with a scarcity mindset. There's plenty of space and seating for everybody.
Every seat is a good
seat. Every seat is a good seat. I mean, Eddie and I have been able to sit in the diamond section for 2 years now, and I think we do when our people are walking.
And that's it. I try not to get down there because it's awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's uncomfortable.
It's not uncomfortable. It's just you can't leave.
Yeah.
When you start falling asleep. I'm just kidding. So starts on Thursday, and I just want to put that out there. Go in with abundance. You know your seat is going to be available. It's going to be available. You know, put it out there.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Like everything you need to know, everything you need to absorb will be learned,
will
be absorbed. You'll get everything you need out of it. If you go in with that mindset of fear of, oh my gosh, I got to make sure I don't miss a thing.
I'm not going to get my seat. Oh, there's going to be a line at the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to miss anything. You guys, think about what you want and focus on that. Stop thinking about the lack.
Yep.
That's number one. I hate seeing doTERRA wellness advocates swearing at each other over convention seating. It just kills the vibe. So that's the first thing I want to put out there.
Second awesome. Thing. I love that. I'm writing these all down. Anyway. This is a great one. So number one, think abundantly.
Think abundantly.
Okay. Go on.
Okay. Everything you want is going to come at you.
Yes. Right? You're going to get everything you need. Everything
so
you
the
need.
Next thing I want to talk about is going in and understanding that convention is catered to the Most common denominator. So that's going to be elite. Elite is the most common rank at that attends convention. And so it's going to be catered to the elite rank. Leadership is catered to the most common denominator, which is the silver rank. All right. And then they have presidential pursuit, which is catered to the diamond rank.
Right.
Okay. So know this. So if you're a veteran or if you are a gold, platinum, diamond, and you're going for your first time, you're going to find that they're catering the presentations towards that rank. And what is elite? Emotionally, your elites still need to develop a belief in the company.
Yeah.
So everything, and a belief in the product. So everything, they're just passing belief in product and they're really developing a belief in company. So everything that you're going to hear is going to help that group of people establish that belief. So don't be put off because you already believe in the product. You already believe in the company. You believe in the compensation plan or your leaders and you're just not getting what you want. Remember that. And then pick something that you want to get out of convention, whatever it may be. For me, one of my gold leaders asked me this the other day. She says, well, what do you want to get out of convention, Angela? 6 years, diamond, you know, whatever. I said, for me, I want to get that unity. I want to get that community out of convention. I go to be surrounded by all the crazy brains just like me.
Yeah.
By all the people who know that it's not a pyramid scheme. By all the people who want to be successful. I want to be surrounded by these people. I want to rub elbows with the people who are better than me. And I want to celebrate with them. And I want to... So if I spend a lot of my time talking in the hallway to the people I adore in this company, I am filling my cup. At convention.
Yep. That's what you're getting. You're getting, that's what you want.
That's what I go in for. And I'm very specific about that. And I know it frustrates some people and some people thrive in it with me, but you have to find one thing, two things that you want to pull from convention, because there's going to be a lot of stuff presented, from science to medical stuff, new products. You're going to get the hoopla and the celebration, and you're going to get the crying and passion. What do you want to pull from convention? The reason why you want to do this is so you don't sit there with this book of notes going, where do I start?
What do I do with all this?
Yeah. What do I do next? I love having my notes, and yes, I take notes. I'm not a total goober. I do take notes, but I don't. And I have those notes to go back to when it comes up. It's really cool. I love my convention or my leadership notebook, the gray one. It's like my favorite notebook. It is so full of great ideas and great topics and things. But I love being able to go to that when the subject arises. So I have that in there. But I don't allow it to completely and totally take over and overwhelm me, put me in analysis paralysis, you know. And keep me stuck. Because if I let all of that stuff do that to me, then I literally don't move forward in my business.
Awesome.
And convention is supposed to push you forward. So pick that one thing. What do you want out of this next few days? And anything that is spoken that touches on what you want, write that down. Embrace that. Absorb it. Pass it along to someone. Heck, share it with us on our Facebook page, whatever. So that is a big tip for those of you who are veterans and new. Don't get totally overwhelmed. Just love every minute of it.
I love that when you say stick to the one thing. I mean, we were watching AGT last night. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was becoming very clear that everybody that was so talented and so good at what they did.
Yeah.
I mean, every act is amazing at this point in the show. And they all have these like severe, these big, hardcore tragic stories.
Yeah.
And it's like one story is just tragic like the next. And remember the thing I said to you? This is why people are so successful.
Yeah.
It's because they know what they want and they spend all their time developing it.
Yep.
and focusing on it 100%. Mm-hmm. You can't go to convention, take away every note from every presentation, mm-hmm. and walk away doing something that touches on everything.
Yeah.
I want to get people to already right now to commit to not doing that. You know what I mean? Basically, don't do that. It's okay to write notes for everything, yeah. but like you said, save it for later reference. Pick one thing and go all in with that thing, yeah. and have a full intention
right.
from
and
that
here's
thing. It has
why.
To speak to your heart too.
So here's why, which takes me into my next tip. And this is a great one for you. And I'm pointing to you listening. It's also great for you to powwow with your leaders. Hopefully you hear this before Thursday so you can have a quick powwow with your leaders. Is set yourself up now for your post-convention stuff. Classes, one-on-ones, trainings, appointments, wellness consults or wish list appointments, whatever you call them. Set them up now. In fact, set up five. Set up five. Because here's what happens is that you get so excited and so pumped up at convention and you're like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, but you haven't prepared it. And so when you get home and you have that overwhelm and zero focus, you do nothing. Last year.
So you're saying, sorry. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Last year, I watched leaders do nothing for a straight month.
Right after convention.
Yeah. Right after convention. And I about died. I about died because I could not believe what was happening to our organization. Like, and everybody that I talked to, all my leaders, they were in total overwhelm. So instead of pulling one thing from convention and taking that one thing with armed and ready appointments set up and just knock out those appointments. They came home totally like, and tanked their businesses.
Okay. So what you're saying is before convention even starts, plan out your, set up your yeah. appointments now.
Yeah. If you have a spoil yourself event, like today I blasted it to everybody. We're doing a spoil yourself during this week. Mm-hmm. So I have something that my leaders can
that you have to jump on right
for.
Away.
Yeah. yeah. Prep now.
A one thing. One thing. Simple thing. Mm-hmm. Right on.
And
okay,
so
cool.
set
it.
It up. So what I love is that when I pull my one thing that I want to take away from convention, which is community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
that's and awesome. Then I have my appointments set up or my activities and events and training set up. I take anything from convention that was based around that word community, that idea community. And when I go through my presentations and I go through my spoiled and I go through my membership overviews, whatever you want to call it, I use that community as the spark in all of my presentations because I focused on it all through convention. And remember, what you focus on grows and what you focus on will multiply and spread. Yeah. And so if I want total community in my organization and I took away nuggets of, you know, gems about community, I'm going to be able to pass that on to the appointments I have already set up with ease and grace.
Right on.
So those two really flow together. Prepping your team, get them armed and ready so that they're dangerous and not disastrous.
I think that's perfect. In fact, I've got plenty of people I can set appointments with and just say, hey, I'm going to be gone next week. And how about we talk right after mm-hmm. I get back? Mm-hmm. And have those all ready to go. And what's great about that is I can go and I can enjoy myself and just have one single focus when I'm done.
Right.
Is to help build that community, which means one person at
focus.
A time.
You have to have your focus.
No, I'm with you.
You can't steal my focus. Don't you steal my thunder.
I'm with you, my dear. I like, this is for me, just to tell you, I love the speeches and I look forward to hearing, who did I say? I might forget.
Corey.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing Corey. I will make sure that I am there front and center. Listen to Corey's
Eddie speech. Has a Corey crush.
I do. But my point is that,
you
but totally, beyond that,
you're like, yep,
I do. I find him very attractive. Okay, so my point is that I go there specifically to meet you guys, that you are listening to the show or they're on our team. I
love your story.
All I want to do is spend time with you, hear you, talk to you, just listen to your stories. You're right. Yeah, you guys are absolutely amazing. And
so here's the thing about that I need you all to know now. I know that Eddie and I are always on blast. Like, we put our voices and our faces out there all the time.
Yeah. And then from when we're there, we're going to be constantly talking about where we are so people can find us.
Go ahead. So it's not. So when you guys come up to us and you say, oh my gosh, you probably get this all the time. I'm so sorry to take you. Don't do that.
Yeah. No.
For us.
You're making convention for us.
For us, it's
for me,
our whole world. Cause I'm so beyond gratitude for everybody who listens and thinks that, oh, they actually add value to the world. As a mama, you don't always hear the appreciation. You know that your kids love you. You know that they appreciate you, but you don't hear it. And so I am a big fan of appreciation. I love to give it and I love to receive it. So understand that and this is not just us. If anybody out there has ever given you value, let them know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you wonder, is this thing on? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we're not. I mean, we are on front of a live audience sometimes on Facebook, but it's like, it's a name. It comes across and there are comments and that's cool.
We love.
But it's the face-to-face. Yeah, this is the face-to-face. Like when I think of convention, I think of all the people we met last year. And I am praying that I get to see every single one of those people again this week.
A lot of them become our friends.
Yeah. And then more.
Yeah.
And awesome. More. I sometimes feel bad that we're keeping you from convention or listening to speeches or whatever. Sometimes we're late to get back.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Every time.
Every time. But we do it strategically because we know who we're missing. But anyway, my point is that this is what I look forward to. So
we love it.
Please find us. Please come up to us. Please tell us your story. Please tell us how you found us and chances are you're already friends with us, and please say hi and find us because this is to me, this is why I'm coming to convention and I want to be soaked up in, I want to be a part of everyone's journey.
Community.
Oh, totally.
Community. Did you know that cedarwood is the oil of community?
Should I be wearing it?
Yeah, well, if you struggle with large crowds, finding relationships within groups, use cedarwood.
Lather up in cedarwood. Mm-hmm. That's just a go-to for me regardless, even if I'm just looking for a little community in, our house. We won't go further than that. Okay, so you're looking at me funny. Okay, so I got five great tips here from you so far. I got think abundantly. Remember, convention is for the elite rank. Mm-hmm. Know what you want to get out of convention.
Yes.
Take notes for future reference, not for all, like to make your grand to-do list. Mm-hmm. Don't do that to yourself. Please don't do that to yourself. Mm-hmm. If you do that to you, you have to message me immediately and I will snap you out of it. I promise. And then number five is to powwow with your peeps, powwow with your leaders, powwow with your upline,
powwow and plan.
Excellent. Yes.
Not on plan. But that takes me into the final tip.
Okay.
Is meet new people.
Oh yes. Make new relationships. Heck yeah.
Meet people that set your soul on fire. Just, gosh, walk away with their contact info, date set up that you guys are going to get on Zoom or on a phone call, and keep each other accountable. Accountability. Accountability is such a huge thing within this business. And you're just walking away from something amazing with people just like you. You're going to be attracted to very specific people. You're going to feel it when you're next to them. Reach out. Grow. Even though you're not going to sign them up. So what? Number one, you're learning how to build relationships without commission breath.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Number one, you need to know how to do that. But having these relationships allows you to flourish in your business. It gives you that place to go when you feel down, when you feel troubled, when you feel like you want to give up, when you are not happy with your upline, when you're frustrated with your downline. I love, and there are some very specific people in my world that are not on my team that I know I can go to when I'm just not feeling it. And because they're the kind of people that light my soul on fire, set my soul on fire, I come out of it a better person. You know, there's Michelle Colson and Tiffin. These type of people just light me up. And they're not in my business. And there's so many others that I haven't even, you know, talked about that meet new people. I know it's amazing to powwow with your teams, and you should. You should absolutely love on your teams. But if you're out there finding these wonderful people to bring into your life to help you with accountability and so much more, your team is going to do the same. They're going to watch your example. And that's a beautiful thing when your team starts to build relationships with other people within the doTERRA world who are not in their upline or downline or crosslines.
There's a there is a certain level of support and a certain level of connection that you cannot get with people in your downline or upline.
Correct.
There's a certain level that you need.
Yeah.
You need it.
Absolutely.
You guys, if you haven't started relationships with people that are, you know, maybe they're on the same rank as you or same level of development or so on, but they're not in your team at all. They're cross line is what we're called. We'll call them cousins. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. They're like my doTERRA cousins. there's a certain level of relation, certain things that you need that you can only get from them. So find these people, connect with them, talk. And the easiest way to do it is to say and just ask them about them.
Yeah.
If you ever read one of my favorite books, which is How to Win Friends and Influence People, guys, this is a genius book, and it will always be a genius book forever, for hundreds and hundreds of years, because it speaks to the basic human need to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's so easy, guys. Just say, tell me about you. Tell me about your business. What brought you into doTERRA? And everyone's story is going to be really good because doTERRA comes in your life when you most need it. And everyone's got a great story. So stop and listen and ask them about it. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. And you don't need to feel the need to tell them about your story unless they ask. And have a good time. My point is, I don't want to make this a training, but my point is that, I'm sorry, I go on to that thing. But my point is that, you know, meeting new people, this person next to you who's at convention, you know, maybe they're saving a seat and you're saying, I don't know, whatever. Strike up a conversation. You guys are, you know, you could become such powerful friends.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
There's just no telling what you'll be able to do with each other going in the future. You'll meet each other, I promise.
So with that, we want to let you know about what is going to go up on our community Facebook page, The Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela Villa, because I can't hand out a piece of paper to each one of you who will be there. We have created a super fun in my head. Mama's Little Biz scavenger hunt.
Yes. This is going to be awesome. I love this.
It's actually a selfie scavenger hunt. So you're going to light up our Facebook page.
Oh, I want the community. Community feel. This excites me the most.
It's going to be, I don't care if it's flooded for weeks on end
with your
selfies. We want to see them.
Oh, the faces. That's awesome.
So
we want to see your faces. We want to see your face. See, I here's my thing too, Angela. I know a lot of names.
Yeah.
But I struggle with the faces.
Well,
because I never see their faces.
A lot of people hide behind a different picture.
They don't put their faces on the profile.
Angela has said many times.
or the profile picture is, I'll be honest, it's a little old.
It's a little old.
And it's the glam shot.
Yeah.
And I love you, and I love your glam shot. Don't you dare take it down.
You're 40, but your picture is when you were 20.
Don't you dare take the picture down. But let's update that profile photo once in a while. Let's see. It's because, so my point on this is that I know names. So people come up to me a lot and go, Eddie. And I've had numerous conversations with them, but I don't know who they are.
So embarrassing.
I know. I always feel horrible inside.
You're like, hey,
please forgive me if this happens.
And they're like, No, we had that conversation. I told you my life story.
Yeah, I know.
We cried together and you're like, oh, I feel like an ass.
Once I hear your name, I'll be like, oh, yeah. It's only because I don't see your profile and I don't see your picture enough. You don't put enough selfies on Facebook or something. I don't know what it is.
I think last year Nancy came up to me and I'd had like little bits of interactions with Nancy. Hi, Nancy, if you're listening.
Yes.
And I literally said to Nancy, oh, my gosh, you're gorgeous. Because I didn't, like, I knew a name.
Yeah. So.
Kind of embarrassing.
The point is we're talking about is we are going to flood the Mama's Little Biz page with pictures. We want your pictures all over this thing.
Well, don't start now. Don't get crazy.
Well, that's at the scavenger hunt.
It starts the day of convention. Or actually, you know, let's let it start on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Let it start on Wednesday because...
Wednesday is connection day.
Good gosh, I love it. Would you stop jumping in with loud voice, guy? Wednesday.
I'm just excited. Can you tell I'm excited?
I know you are.
It needs to come
soon.
So
I am going to post in the files the scavenger hunt, the selfie scavenger hunt. And as you check them off, and they're going to be fun, there's going to be some well-known Mama's Little Biz friends that whom I adore, and I've already messaged a couple of them saying, hey, would you hate me if I, and Kim, thank you so much for being willing to play along, but we're going to have you just complete a scavenger hunt, and the first couple people to complete it, we actually will have some prizes for.
Really? We're going to do prizes?
Yeah, I'm going to do just a couple prizes.
Okay.
But just to get people participating, I think it'd be lots of fun, so... Prepare yourself for this. You know, maybe we won't launch it Wednesday because I know a lot of people get in Wednesday and they don't want to be behind. Let me get back to you on that. Wednesday or Thursday, we'll set it out there and you guys will go in the files and whatever.
Thursday.
So be prepared for that. If you're excited about the scavenger hunt.
That's how we plan on podcast live. Go ahead.
Let us know. If you're excited about the scavenger hunt, let us know
on
the Facebook community to say, I'm super pumped about the scavenger hunt, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Anything else we want to let people know about?
I think that's it. Just have a good time. Have a good time because it only happens once a year. Have a good time.
I think the important thing to do is to go in with the expectation that no matter what happens, you're going to get exactly what you need and exactly the right pace that you need it. And it's going to help you. And you're going to walk away with a focused one focused mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I think as long as you have that expectation right now, then no matter what happens at convention, you will walk away with that exact result.
Yep.
Convention is meant to inspire.
And
not to put
to
you
fun.
In a place where you start getting comparitis or where you start to think that you are not good enough.
Exactly.
Because that is a big freaking lie. And I will prove it to you. So you need to come up, see me, and I'll prove it to you that's not true if you struggle with that. Other than that, I think that's awesome, man.
So
we've got some
fun.
Great tips here. That's
have fun. Have fun.
Okay.
Understand it's going to be crowded. It's going to be hot. People are going to get grouchy. But you stay positive. You have that happiness that just spreads because you know you're going to get what you came for at a convention with all the money that you spend. You know it's coming. All the Ubers you can't get because you know it's coming. But just love it anyway. Embrace it all because the whole experience is amazing. And I don't want you to miss out on that because of some grumpy attitude that you have about a seat.
All right.
Okay.
All right. There's your great tips. Make sure you're following us on iTunes and give us a nice, fat, beautiful 5-star review. Share the podcast out after we post it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, share it.
And we cannot wait. Please plan to pick a day where you're going to find us. And we will be posting our location frequently on the Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela page.
Right. So I just want everybody to know that I will be seeing my friend Sadie, who wrote her pets book, a resource guide for pets. I will be at, I just want to make sure I say this right and don't make stuff up. So they wrote They wrote a great book about essential oils and pets, and they're going to be at Oil Life. I believe Oil Life. Yeah. Do you know for sure?
I have it here. Is how we announce. This is how we tell each other things, people. Record it live on the podcast, yeah. And so right now I'm clueless about
this. I have
this.
It right here. I just wasn't prepared to pull it up right away. Hold on. So it's here. So Oils to the Rescue is my friend Sadie. She's not on my team. She's not on my upline either. But she wrote a great book called Oils to the Rescue, and they're going to be at convention signing their book at Aroma Tools. Sorry, not Oil Life. Sorry. Well. It's available at Oil Life, but they're going to be at Aroma Tools signing books. So I will be there too. I will be there on, I believe, Thursday. I'm going to go over there and just see them get my book signed.
Okay.
And I wanted people to know that because there aren't a lot of resources out there right now for pets.
I love that. I'm just laughing at the way we're announcing this.
I get asked all the time about pets, and I'm like,
People are like, Eddie or Angela, please tell me what, where, and don't worry. It'll be, if you follow the Mama's a Little Biz page on Facebook, I promise you we will constantly be updating where we are.
Yes.
And so you got to find us. You got to come hang out with us and just whatever. So there you go. Okay.
Yes.
I think we're ready to wrap up, Angela.
I think we are, Eddie.
I think we haven't done an episode in a long time and you forgot that you're the person.
Oh, that's right. It is me. And okay. So for Mama's Little Biz podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And happy sharing.
Bye.